Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Along with Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Mack now. Saturday morning, 94 WIP. Eagles against the New York Giants tomorrow, 4:25. Eagles need to win in order to get the one seed in the playoffs. Well, let's see what people think. I'm gonna go to Joe first.
Okay.
Who's going to the game tomorrow? Joe, what are you thinking?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I'm
thinking for a big win.
Why are you so confident?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the only two games they've lost at home, I'm a season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't at. I've been at every other big game, and I'm bringing my youngest son. Well, I'm bringing both my sons, but my youngest son, Matthew, is our good luck charm for the Eagles. He's a huge fan, especially for the defense. And what do you think, Matthew? He's thinking 35-10 Eagles.
35-10.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we would all be delighted with that. I've kind of done the matchups and the game plans. I don't know that that's exactly going to be the thing that swings it. But
we did not take the Joe and Matthew factor into consideration.
Hey, guess who we have on the line? First of all, Cindy, hang in because we want to get you. She's an ER nurse. But I think if we are told correctly, this gentleman, Vince, are you the guy we were talking about before?
Yeah, I'm Vince, the mummer doctor from the brain from that day.
Mummer doctor. You don't get
great.
That one too often.
No.
No, it's a new thing for me.
All right, so first, tell us a little bit about you, your background, where you work. What's your story?
Yeah, so, I was born in South Philly, grew up in Washington Township in South Jersey. Been a diehard Philadelphia sports fan my whole life. I went to undergrad at Penn State, med school at Rowan, South Jersey, and been living back in the city for like the last about like 6 years.
And you're an ER doc where?
At Einstein in North Philadelphia.
Nice.
Wow.
Very nice. So you are at the game New Year's Day. I guess you had come from the parade. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I was walking in the parade in the morning. I walk with Cara Leone, Wench Brigade every year. So I was like, we walked in three. I went down the whole Broad Street. The
only in Philadelphia.
Well
only in Philadelphia.
Again, Mike.
Yeah. So Vince, kind of, if you can, kind of put us there when this happens. When did you know it was happening? How did you get there to help? Just kind of take us through it.
Yeah. So, we're at the game. I'm like pretty locked into the game and, kind of heard some commotion going on in like the upper part of the stands. My girlfriend was actually with me at the time, kind of started nudging me on the shoulder. Cause at first I'm ignoring, I'm like, there's like just some drunk guy up there or something. She starts nudging on the shoulder. Like, hey, I think someone's like kind of hurt up there. You should go check it out. And then, at that point, it's kind of like walked up, to everyone up there. And, like security was all huddled around him. Took a lot of convincing to tell them that I was actually a doctor. I got like the Pit Vipers on, like pink and blue dress, like,
oh my
I got
God.
Like the rainbow face right on. They're basically like, who the hell is this guy walking up?
No, seriously, I'm a doctor.
So what was it? What did you see? What had happened to this gentleman?
So, we kind of walk up, the nurse, Natalie, had actually, she beat me there. She was like the first one there. This guy's like, kind of his heels over his head, like laying down on like the kind of all tangled in the guardrail. He's like laying down. We kind of got some security to kind of sit him up like a little more like parallel with the steps. That's kind of like where everything was. He was like kind of blue. He wasn't really breathing. He had like blood coming out of his mouth. Not a great scene to walk up to.
No. So CPR, what'd you have to do?
Yeah, so, I think, this point kind of, like, kicked into work mode a little bit. Me and Natalie kind of started, like, assessing him and going from there. We kind of determined he really didn't have, like, a good pulse or any. So, we told security to get, like, paramedics over. She started doing CPR. She goes for, like, a minute and a half. Then I start doing CPR for a little bit. thankfully, by like the end of it, he like kind of started getting the color back in his face and started waking up a little bit, you know, started breathing again and started looking a lot better.
Vince, I have to ask, and this is not a judgy kind of question, but had you had any beers at the game? Like, if this had happened later in the game, you might have been, you know.
It was a festive day.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
I mean.
I could say, you know, like the majority of that day as a mummer, as most people know, that happens at like the Second Street parade, you know, more or less. I think if something like that might have happened, you know, later in the day, I'd probably be in a considerably, you know, worse condition, let's say. But thankfully at that point, you know, I was okay at that point.
Well, I got to tell you, I really admire you and I really admire what you do.
Thank you, Vince.
Yeah, I have a son who's an ER doc, mm-hmm. and he's...
Oh, nice.
And he has told me, he's a pediatric ER doc, but, you know, has a training overall. And he told me there was a situation last year where he was in a plane. And they did the famous, is there a doctor on the plane?
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, you can be in your mummer regalia and maybe have had a beer or two. But when it comes time to kick in, you kicked in. And good for you. The nurse, Natalie, do you know her last name, perchance?
You know, I let me see. I might have. I don't know her last name.
I certainly want to compliment her
as well.
Yeah,
as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, no. I mean, she's like as much credit as I do for this. You know, it was nice to have just another medical professional there.
Hey, man.
That kind of knows what's going on.
Good work by you, and we salute you.
Thank you.
Well done, Vince.
All right,
thanks
take care.
For calling.
It's a hell of a story.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just truly amazing what people can do and will do when called upon like that.
Yep.
Just to help.
All right, let's talk to Cindy,
who's an ER nurse.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem. It was great listening to your show. I love the mummer's physician.
yes.
Yeah.
I love the fact, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I love the point where like he goes up there and says, can I help? And the people who are with this poor guy who keeled over thinking like, you're wearing a wench dress and you have rainbow makeup on your face. Maybe go back to your seat. But he was the hero.
Yeah. Hey, help comes in all forms, all shapes and
absolutely.
Sizes.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Cindy.
And you got to be at the right place in the right time.
That's exactly
right.
That's
kind of where my situation was. My husband and I, when they used to have Ralph restaurant in South Philly up at the Sheraton King of Prussia, we were leaving there. This is probably about 8 or 9 years ago. And the side of the Sheraton, there was a crowd of people. So I said to my husband, let's see what's going on. And my husband's like, really? So we ran up there, and there was a guy collapsed on the ground. And I'm sorry. Hello?
That's okay. We're with you.
We got you.
Okay. I know. You got your car alarm on, thing going off. We understand.
Focus.
Stay with us.
Yeah, so this guy's collapsed on the ground. There's a crowd of people standing around him. No one's doing anything. I check for a pulse. There's no pulse. I start CPR, and I say, can somebody go grab an AED? Because it was a hotel. I just assumed they had one.
Mm.
They did. They brought it to me. I applied it and shocked him, defibrillated him, and got a pulse right back. So then he started breathing on his own. Well, by that time, EMS had gotten there, so they took over. So I called where I work at Phoenixville Hospital, which is probably the closest hospital to where he's at. So I called the ER because I worked there, and I said, hey, listen, you might be getting a post-cardiac arrest. Well, by the time they got to the hospital, he was sitting up talking.
Wow.
Apparently looked great. So I went to see him up in the ICU the following day, and here his daughter worked there as well and was very pregnant with his first grandchild.
Oh, wow. My God.
And this was right like around Christmas time. And I said, you know what? The big man upstairs wants you to stick around and see that your grandchild. And they were very nice and very appreciative. He says, yeah, my chest is still a little sore. I said, ooh, sorry about that.
Hey, you did the right thing. And that's,
great job,
that's a great
Cindy.
Story. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.